In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's second lesson is the familiar story from Luke's Gospel of Mary's encounter with the angel and his announcement that she is to be the mother of the promised Messiah. It's a story that can be read on different levels. One is to treat it as a story about discipleship, and it's that interpretation that I want to consider briefly this morning. Mary, whom many ancient writers spoke of as the first believer, is set before us as a pattern of Christian discipleship. The story itself is mysterious. The encounter between Mary and the angel seems almost to stand outside time. Did it, for instance, last 1 minute or a whole afternoon? We don't know. What we can venture to say is that in that timeless moment, Mary was allowed a unique glimpse into God's deepest purposes. Whether it lasted a minute or an hour is neither here nor there. And yet, outside, the world went on in its usual way, while Mary contemplated this astonishing revelation of God's saving purpose for the human race, the only one to know. Edwin Muir's poem, The Annunciation, captures this sense of timelessness, of the intersection of the divine and the human, wonderfully well. This is what he wrote. The angel and the girl are met. Earth was the only meeting place, for the embodiment never yet travelled beyond the shores of space. The eternal spirits in freedom go. See, they have come together. See, while the destroying minutes flow, each reflects the other's face, till heaven in hers and earth in his shine steady there. He's come to her from far beyond the farthest star, feathered through time. Immediacy of stranger strangeness is the bliss that from their limbs all movement takes. Yet the increasing rapture brings so great a wonder that it makes each feather tremble on his wings. Outside the window, footsteps fall into the ordinary day, and with the sun along the wall, pursue their unreturning way. Sound's perpetual roundabout rolls its numbered octaves out and hoarsely grinds its battered tune. But through the endless afternoon, these neither speak nor movement make, but stare into their deepening trance as if their gaze would never break. In her obedient attention to God's word, in her patient waiting on God, Mary is a pattern, a model of discipleship. But what about us? What has the story of the Annunciation to tell us about our own discipleship? I suspect that most of us would have to say that the experiences which inform our own discipleship are much more ambiguous than Mary's encounter. Few of us can hope to receive the sort of direct mediation described by Luke, though the true nature of Mary's experience we shall never know. But a common thread is there in the contemplation, the questioning, the sense of bewilderment. As we reflect on the gospel, as we are confronted by the good and bad things of the world, we, like Mary, struggle to understand God's ways. We are striving to identify a God of love, in a world which seems so often to be lacking in love, a world tragically flawed by violence, sickness, and decay. We are trying to find an all-powerful God in a world which seems so often to be whirling dangerously out of control. Like Mary, we are following the hard path of the disciple, struggling to make sense of confusing and disturbing events. But this trying to understand, to satisfy our own questionings, can only get us so far. Sooner or later, discipleship demands from us an act of faith, an act of trust. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. That was Mary's act of faith. By trusting God, Mary pioneered the way of discipleship and accepted that God's grace was infinitely more powerful than her own anxieties and questions. Could she have refused? Could she have chosen to allow those doubts and fears to overcome her? The answer has to be yes. God does not manipulate us like so many puppets. He has given us free will to accept or reject him. The path of discipleship will always bring us to the point at which we make a free choice. Love which isn't freely given is no love at all. And it is our love that God seeks when he calls us, like Mary, to be his disciples. Amen. Let us pray. First, we give thanks to God for Mary, who responded with obedience to his call, and who is for us a model of the disciple. O God, who didst choose the Blessed Virgin Mary to become the mother of the Saviour of mankind, grant that we, having in remembrance her exceeding faith and love, may in all things seek to do thy will and evermore rejoice in thy salvation, through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. As we observe the world of which we are part, so we observe the violence, the disadvantage, the poverty that afflict the lives of so many. Let us pray for all those who suffer through conflict, continuing to pray for the people of Syria, and praying too for those who seek to bring them relief and to find a way to peace, justice, and reconciliation. O God of love, look in thy mercy, we pray thee, upon the nations of the world, and unite them in the bonds of peace. Strengthen the love of righteousness and freedom among all peoples, and bring the whole earth into obedience to thy reign, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for ourselves and for one another, saying together the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn 239.
Christ, the Son of God, shine upon you. Scatter the darkness from before your path and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you now and always. Amen.